Power Trip. Man, what an event. Ambit Power Trip has been awesome every single time. And this year, we're going to Dixon, Pennsylvania, November 10th, 11th, and 12th. I know that some of the hotels are getting sold out in the area, but guys, we still have tickets. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. You'll get the details on our featured speakers. Number one income earner, Brian McClure. Number two income earner, Philip Eckhart. We're going to have number four income earner, Ray Monty. We're going to have co-founders, Chris Chambliss. We're going to have Jerry Thompson. And we're also going to have our featured speaker for this evening. This guy is a dear friend to Ambit Energy and to all of us as consultants. He was one of the principal investors of Ambit Energy. That's right. He helped us get started by standing behind Chris and Jerry and putting his money where his mouth is. And then he saw the success that we were having as a company, and he himself became a consultant. So he's going to talk to us from an experience of being in the trenches. But not only that, he knows what it is to be a leader. His experience with the Direct Selling Association, his experience with Home Interiors and Gifts, fourth generation owner of the business. Please welcome executive consultant, super successful, and one of our featured speakers for Power Trip 2016. Please welcome Joy Carter. Joy, you with us?
There, I am here, and I just appreciate those kind words and, of course, promoting Ambition, Simulcast, and, of course, Power Trip coming up in Pennsylvania. It's an honor to be with you tonight, and I just want to say hello to all my friends across the countryside. Buenos noches to my friends in Spanish. Dzień dobry to my Polish friends. And for those in Texas, just a warm howdy. But glad to be with y'all tonight. Looking forward to this and just delighted to be able to share. What I would like to give, Bear did a great job of visiting a little bit, telling a little bit about my story. For those of you who have been around know that I was one of Ambit's early investors and had a chance to have a phone call from Jerry Thompson where Jerry was really asking my background, my thoughts, and my views on direct selling. Was it really a viable idea to consider network marketing, direct selling, relationship marketing as a vehicle to gather customers for a retail energy company? And I'm so glad Jerry made that decision. Jerry really reached out to me knowing I'd grown up in direct selling network marketing. Our family started a business in the 1950s in the home decor that we grew to a $1 billion enterprise. It allowed our family to start the Dallas Mavericks NBA franchise and a lot of other things. And we were able to, we sold that business in 1998. And when my non-competes expired, it was perfect timing that that's when Ambit launched its business. And there was a chance to not only advise Jerry and Chris, but then an opportunity to invest. And then just a few years later, as an investor, I was invited to Ambition. And we talked about the events. If I had not gone to Ambition, I would not be a consultant today. But going to Ambition, somebody challenged me, why wasn't I a consultant? And at first I laughed it off. I discounted it. The more I thought about it, I believed enough to invest in this business. I believed in this industry enough that I continue to invest in direct selling companies. And so I made the decision to become a consultant. At that time, invested $429. Fast-tracked regional consultant, took about 3.5 months to senior consultant, and made it to executive consultant in 2 years. Still very, very much part-time, but I enjoy the additional income stream. We have a wonderful team. I got a quick shout-out, three ladies on our team. They're just doing terrific. I want to Trish Steele, Debbie Stutzman, Deanna Sanders are just doing great work. I'm proud of all three of them. I heard Peter Luda on the call. Peter, the Cowboys are beating the Bears, but we'll get to that a little bit later tonight. But I just wanted to take a few minutes, and because of the teaching I learned from my grandmother, Mary Crowley, who founded our home decor business in the 1950s. I learned a lot from her about being successful in direct selling network marketing. And she really taught me four pillars, and I talk a lot about these, and I'm going to quickly go over them, but we're really going to focus on one tonight. And the four pillars, first of all, is to have a strength of the purpose, and that really is to have a strong why. People that aim at nothing usually hit it with great accuracy. So it's important that you have a strong why, that you would spend 20, 30 minutes on the call tonight, why you would invest time in Ambit Energy. Secondly is knowledge of the process, and that's understanding the system. We're going to talk a little bit more about that tonight. Third is passion for the product, and you may not have a passion for electricity and a passion for gas, but I have a passion for helping people get their electricity or gas for free and saving on that. We also have a great product, and that's the product of opportunity. And the last thing she used to talk about was you have to have a love and an understanding of people. And so those are sort of the four pillars, but the one I want to spend a little more time on tonight is really what we call knowledge of the process. And I like to say that's plugging into the Ambit system. like some people don't know, I've been a pilot for over 30 years. I've been fortunate to fly a lot of business jets. We have two aircraft now, and it's a treat. We have a King Air and a Five Page. In fact, next week I'll be in Carlsbad, California for flight training. But when I learned how to fly an airplane in 1980, the instructor showed me that there's six instruments we call the six-pack. They're the six most important instruments in every airplane. I fly business jets now that have so many bells and buttons and gadgets and switches. People always look over my shoulder and say, how do you remember everything? Well, I don't tell them, I'm only looking at six. And so what I want to just encourage you is to focus on the six fundamentals that are part of the AMBIT model. We talk about having your why, having that written list, the invitation, the presentation, the three-way call. And that's the fundamentals of our business. And some people try to get outside that, and they focus on, I'm going to build this business on Facebook. I'm going to do it on email. I'm going to buy lists. I'm going to do flyers. I'm going to wrap my car. All those things can be neat, but focus on, first of all, building the business the AMBIT way. I have to be honest, when I became an AMBIT consultant, I tried to use the way I knew direct selling from my prior business. I tried to apply that to AMBIT. To be honest, I failed miserably. And so what I'm going to take just a few minutes is I just want to highlight three errors that I believe consultants make. And if I can just help a few of you tonight avoid or minimize these errors, I believe I can help you even achieve greater success in your business this fall, especially with all the wonderful benefits that came out of Ambition for those that attended. But if you didn't attend Ambition, there's no reason why you can't benefit from the exciting opportunities we have this fall ahead of Simulcast. And so when I think of some of the top three errors that I find many consultants make, the first issue I believe people make a mistake in is that they give up control of their business. They let somebody else be in charge of their business. I could spend 2 hours on this tonight. I'm going to be really brief. But all too often, we unintentionally put other people in charge of our business. You might be thinking, well, what do you mean by that? Well, first of all, you're in charge of your business. You're your own boss. You didn't join AMBIT to have to work for somebody else. You are your own boss, and you should take care and be in charge of your business. And so all too often, we let other people take charge of our business. You might be saying, what do I mean? You ever handed somebody a business card and say, call me? And you hand somebody a business card, even your AMBIT card, and you ask them to call you back? Who have you just put in charge of your business? You just put them in charge of your business. I stopped giving out AMBIT business cards. I want your business card. I want to be able to follow up with you. But if I give out a business card, hoping, praying, wishing someone will look at my website or wishing somebody will call me back, I've just put them in charge of my business. I think it's so important that the back of your business card be blank so you can hold that, write their name and number on it, but you keep the business card. Now, you may still give them one, but if you're not getting their information, you put them in charge of your business. I've got to be honest, I learned some of this a long time ago the hard way. When I was, as a teenager, I wasn't very attractive. I had long, bright red hair and lots of freckles, and I learned that when you ask somebody out for a date, and if I'm lucky enough to get a date, when I follow up, I want to ask questions that get yes answers. And so many times, we put other people in charge of our business. And so if I called you the night before our date and said, are we still going out tomorrow night, I just gave you permission to say, I just put you in charge of our business. So if you've invited somebody to a business presentation, don't call them the night before and say, are we still going? You've just given them permission to say no. If you've invited someone and they've agreed to go, you call them the night before and you want to say, I'm going to pick you up at 6:15 or 6:30, which one's best for you? Don't ask questions that people can say no to because you put them in charge of your business. When I've had individuals, you just give somebody your website and ask them to look at the business plan. You just put them in charge of your business. All too often, we will put our upline in charge of our business, or people that you do three-way calls with. Sometimes I ask someone, will call me, and they'll want to schedule a three-way call weeks in advance. They just put me in charge of their business of when I'm available versus making sure when they know they've got a prospect, they've sent text maybe to three or four people to make sure they're in charge of their business. They're not going to have a presentation without somebody available to do a three-way call. But more important is be in charge of your business. Don't put someone else in charge of your business. Don't build your business around there's not a business presentation. Do those in-home presentations. The opportunity of plugging into three-way calls, I think, is so fundamental to our business. But take charge of your business. Don't put other people in charge of your business. Another area that I see that people all too often make a mistake in this business, and this is really after someone's had a chance to look at the business presentation, whether it's a live business presentation, whether it's watching a DVD, or whether it's having an attended event. And when soon as that presentation is over, all too often I found a consultant look at their prospect and ask them the question, what do you think? I want to discourage you from ever asking somebody, what do you think? I want to encourage you to change those words and simply say, did that make sense? I've learned that when you ask somebody, what do they think, they're determined to take a position. You're asking them to take a stand. You're asking them to plant a flag. And if they're not completely confident and assured of what they're thinking, what they're looking at, they're always going to pick a defensive position. And then you spend your time trying to spend all day trying to convert them from their beliefs to your beliefs. I'll use an illustration. I'm not trying to be political, but I'll just use gun control as an illustration. If I ask somebody what do they think about gun control, I either get a yes or a no, and people dig their heels in to their position. If I ask somebody if gun control makes sense, we can have a conversation. And so if someone has just now finished the business presentation, we've shown them lots of numbers, and they've seen lots of graphics up on a presentation, and they're sort of drinking from the fire hydrant, and they've got so much information, and we say, what do you think? There's no way they can digest all of that and with a clear conscience say, I think this is great. This is exactly what I want to do. All too often, when you ask somebody or put them in a corner of what do you think, they're going to be defensive and say, I'm not sure. I don't know if this is for me. I don't have time for this. They really haven't had a chance to digest it, but you pushed them into a decision. I want to challenge you and encourage you next time you have an opportunity to have someone look at the business presentation or the DVD or the website, that when it's through, you ask them simply, did that make sense? And I want to be very honest with you. I've had a lot of people tell me no to this business. I've never had anybody tell me it doesn't make sense. And so when I ask somebody, first of all, does it make sense, it allows the conversation to continue. That's no guarantee we'll ever join the business. But I want to ask questions that people can say yes to. So someone's watched the presentation, I'll say, Johnny, tell me, does that make sense? He said, yeah, it sure does. Free electricity. Everybody uses electricity, man, to get it at a discount or get it for free. It surely makes sense. He hasn't signed up yet. But then I want to say, what questions might you have? And then I can proceed. As they have questions, I certainly don't want to answer. But again, I'll tell you why I don't want to answer in just a minute. But more than anything else, I want to get you to stop asking words, what do you think? You ready to get started? I ask first question I ask is, does it make sense? And they say yes, then I can ask that question, well, are you ready to get started? But don't start with a question, does it, what do you think? Because you force them to make a decision. Now, there's some places, what do you think makes sense? If I'm selling cars and I got somebody walks on my lot and I got 300 cars, you look at one of them, I want to ask, what do you think? Because if that's not your car, I got another one I can show you. But if I only got one car, I want to make sure I'm asking, does it make sense? And then proceeding from there. So the first thing I want to talk about tonight is don't put someone else in charge of your business. Don't give out business cards without getting those numbers. And then worse than that, don't get a telephone number and not follow up with it. Secondly, is when someone has seen the presentation, don't put them on a spot asking, what do you think? Ask them, does it make sense? And the third question I want to ask you about tonight is if you're answering questions after someone has seen a presentation, if I ask someone, does it make sense, and they said yes, and I said, what do you like best? What questions do you have? And they have a question. If you're answering questions, you're not following the AMBIT system. If you're answering questions that someone has about this business, all you're doing is challenging them. They've got to learn an awful lot about this business to do this business. You may think it's just, why wouldn't I answer their question? They ask, where does the power come from? Where does the electricity? Does AMBIT make the electricity? If you'll stop and not answer any questions and immediately go to a three-way validation, now that may be a phone call, that may be someone else in a business presentation. It doesn't have to be a phone call. It may be you're at a business presentation, someone asks you a question, and you grab an executive consultant and say, hey, they got a question out here. Would you help me with that? The more you can show that you don't have to know anything, I've heard it once said, and it's almost offending to someone in the South, we want dumb to be able to recruit dumber. We want dumb to be able to sponsor dumber. The less you say, the more you make. We've heard that. But if somebody asks you a question and you answer the question, all you've communicated is that they've got to learn something to be effective in this business. If you can show someone they don't have to know anything, you have a question, I'll find somebody with the answer. That's why the three-way call, the validation conversation at a business presentation. I don't go to nearly as many business presentations as I once did, but I want to make sure my team knows that as soon as that business presentation is over, I'm available for three-way calls. Let me answer the questions. Because if you're answering the questions, they're convinced they have to be an energy expert. Let somebody else answer those questions. So just three mistakes that I see all too often made. Put other people in charge of your business. Asking questions people can say no to. Don't ask, what do you think? Ask, does it make sense? And thirdly is, don't you dare answer questions. You may find that the most difficult thing to do is not answer a question, but the more you can show this business is duplicatable. Because if you rattle off 20 things about Public Utility Commission and websites and this and that and where things are in Power Zone, I used to be a student. I wanted to quote everything in Power Zone. I thought I had to know this entire business from soup to nuts before I could present it. And I made a terrible mistake because I was not duplicatable, because I communicated so much information that those that wanted to consider this business said, Joy, that's great for you, but that's not what I want. And so the simpler you can make this business, it's not an easy business, I won't say that, but the simpler you can make this business, the better. And so again, tonight, I just wanted to take a little few minutes and just talk about that area of knowledge of the process, plugging into the ambit system. And when we get chances on some other calls, we'll talk about the strength of the purpose. We'll talk about how important it is to have a why. We'll talk about passion for the product, and we have product of electricity and product of opportunity. And my favorite one is when we get to talk about love and understanding of people. You know, God made so many people. If you don't love people, understand people, this is not a business to be in. But I hope you'll just take a few notes tonight, and I guess that one more time. I just want to encourage you to don't let somebody else be in charge of your business. And many times we put our family in charge of our business by not giving them the information that they need. If you went to Ambition, it's important you told your family you're making an investment. You're going to come back and you're going to not only pay for that trip, you're going to grow the business. If you just went down there to have fun, your family thinks you went on vacation. But I want you to put yourself in charge of your business. Don't let other people be in charge. You are your own boss. It's not a job, it's a job, your own business. Ask people, does it make sense? Don't question them or challenge them, what do they think? And thirdly, don't you dare be answering questions. The three-way call is so important to this business. It's so valuable to you to let other people say that, hey, I can do that, because all I have to do is just, I can call my sponsor. I can call the person he did a three-way call with. How important that is to your business. Well, I've had a lot of fun tonight just sharing a little bit, and I appreciate Bear being here, and I just, again, want to honor and say, you know, my sincere thoughts continue to be with Brian and Betsy McClure. And the other day I was in Cambridge, Maryland, on a quick trip and stopped, and the restaurant offered a bread pudding. I had not been a fan of bread pudding until about a month ago, and I'll never pass bread pudding without thinking about the legacy of Harrison McClure and the McClure family. Bear, thanks for letting me join in tonight, and I'll turn it back over to you, and wish everybody the best week. And this is almost my version of simulcast every Sunday night. I think you got your own simulcast here, Bear. Back to you.
You know, I was thinking that because when you're at simulcast, you give us such great nuggets. You're very clear. You're very concise. And if we take great notes, we have something to take away from that leadership breakfast that's basically worth the price of admission for the entire conference. And I just want to thank you for your contribution to us and you know, the knowledge and the wisdom that you bring to us from your years of experience. So we appreciate you as well. Folks, listen, I got to tell you, this is the best call. Unless you weren't listening, you got value out of this call. I'm going to open up the lines. You have an opportunity to say thanks to Joy Carter as well. We will be back here next Sunday, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. Come back with a guest. Come back with a new consultant. I'll talk to you later. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you. Great call. Very helpful. Thank you.